Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's good to see you. And it's good to be back in this space, at least for me, the first time in a couple of years.
我很高兴能够有机会回到这个地方来。
And greetings to, I believe there are some of you who are joining us online. Greetings to you as well.
我们向这个在线上的弟兄姐妹问好。
Today we will be finishing the series that we have been taking a year to look at through the book of Jonah.
今天我们会来完成这个《约拿书》。
And I would just like to begin with a word of prayer.
让我们先祷告。
Father, thank you again for the joy and privilege of gathering together to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你能够充满喜乐来到你的面前。
We ask, Lord, that you would now speak to us through your word.
我们求你来教我们说话。
Not just to increase our knowledge, but so that our hearts and lives can be transformed.
不只是在言语上面，而且更是在我们的心，在我们的品格上面能够有转变。
And so we invite you now, Lord Jesus, to work according to your will and purpose.
所以我们现在邀请你在我们中间工作，按照你的心意而行。
For it's in your name we pray.
因为我们找着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In Pennsylvania, where I grew up, by the way, there's a highway called Interstate 79 that runs from the city of Pittsburgh up to Lake Erie.
在宾州，我在那里长大的，有一个从南到北的，从伊尔湖到匹兹堡的。
When this highway was being built, one stretch remained unfinished for many years because it had to cross a swamp called Geneva Swamp.
当他们建这条高速公路的时候，有一段路很多年都没有建成，因为那一段路要横跨这个日内瓦的这个沼泽地带。
The builders kept putting down pilings to get to the bedrock beneath the swamp so the bridge would not sink.
建桥的石头把那个桥墩往这个下面打。
But whenever they thought they had gotten to the bedrock, the pilings would sink deeper and they would have to drill deeper.
每次当他们以为他们那个桥墩已经落到石头地上的时候，发现那个桥墩继续往下沉。
I was reminded of that story this week, and it occurred to me that Jonah's heart was just like that. Every time he had learned something about God and His grace, it turned out that he needed to go deeper.
每一次当犹大觉得他已经对神的恩典和怜悯有所认识的时候，发现他需要更深一步的认识神。
And you know, in my experience, the same is true for you and me as followers of Jesus Christ.
其实这个在我们的生命中，在每一位的生命中，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，就像那个样子。
We learned from Jonah that understanding God's grace and being changed by it always requires a long journey and successive stages of growth.
就像犹大一样，当我们开始认识神和他的恩典，并且被神和他的恩典所改变的时候，这样一个过程是一个一生之久，而且是在不断进步的过程。
And now here in Jonah chapter 4, God must show Jonah, and He shows us that we still need to go deeper in order to fully understand His grace.
今天的经文让我们知道，就像犹大一样，我们需要更深的认识神。
This is revealed here in Jonah chapter 4 in a contrast between Jonah's anger on the one hand and God's compassion on the other.
这个我们从犹大的愤怒和神的恩慈中间会学习到。
We're going to begin by looking at Jonah's anger as it's revealed in these verses. In chapter 3, verse 10, we read that Nineveh, when they repented, And when God saw how they turned from their evil way, he relented of the disaster of the judgment upon the city.
那这三章第十节，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所受的灾祸降于他们。
Brothers and sisters, this was probably the biggest revival in the Old Testament.
弟兄姐妹，这可能在旧约里面，其中最大的一次复兴。
More than 120,000 people repented.
里面有120,000人悔改。
Even the cows repented.
甚至畜生都悔改。
And you would think Jonah would be ecstatic that he would be the happiest man on earth.
按理说，犹大应该十分的高兴。
But we read here in verse 1 of chapter 4 that it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry.
但是第四章第一节说，这次犹大大大的不忍，且甚发怒。
He's angry at God.
犹大对神非常愤怒。
Have you ever been angry at God?
你是不是有时候对神非常的愤怒？
I have.
我曾经有。
And Jonah was angry at God.
犹大对神非常的愤怒。
In fact, his anger is mentioned 4 times in this chapter. And as we look at his anger, it teaches us several things.
那这个愤怒这个词在这里面出现了四次。当我们来看这愤怒的时候，它教导了我们一些功课。
The first thing we see is that anger is an emotional response to perceived injustice. It's how we respond when our expectation of justice is not met.
愤怒就是当我们对不公平的事情感觉到不公平的时候一个反应。
It's kind of that feeling we have when our children perhaps don't obey us.Or disrespect us.
就是那个当你感觉到你的孩子不听你的话不尊重你的时候那个感觉。
It's what stirs up within you when you see the political ads on television for that other party.
那就是当你在电视上看到那些其他的政党的广告的时候。
It's what grips you when you're arguing with your spouse.Again and again over the same issues.
这就是当你跟你的朋友为同一件事情不断的争吵的时候那种感觉。
Maybe it's what burns within you when you hear a story of a violent criminal who has not received punishment and goes free.
这就是那种当你看到这个不法分子逍遥法外的时候在心里面那种燃烧着的感觉。
Anger.Is an emotion you experience when your expectation of justice is not met.
就愤怒是一种情绪，就是当你看到这个不公平的事情发生的时候。
And that's the issue here for Jonah.
这就是犹大现在的问题。
He's angry with God and he resents the fact that God allowed the Ninevites to repent.
犹大在这里面非常的愤怒，非常甚至憎恨这件事情，那就是神。
And that God would show them mercy.
神先给尼尼微人怜悯。
These were people who had brutally attacked and killed his people, the people of Israel.
因为这些人是以色列人的死敌。
And in Jonah's mind, these people didn't deserve forgiveness.
对犹大来说，这些人完全不配赦免。
They needed to be stopped.Not saved.
他们应该是被制止而不是被拯救。
They deserve judgment, not mercy.
他们是应该接受审判而不是怜悯。
And so Jonah's angry.
所以犹大非常愤怒。
But then God says to him here in verse 4, Do you do well to be angry?
但是在第四节，耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
You see, brothers and sisters, Jonah's heart is very far from God's.
弟兄姐妹，你看到犹大的心和神的心是有相差多远？
It's very far from the heart of God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
神的心，神是不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱的。
And so I want to ask you this afternoon, what about your heart?
所以今天我想问大家，你的心是什么样的？
Are you okay with God loving your enemies?
你对神爱你的仇敌感觉怎么样？
Are you okay with God showing mercy to people who may have hurt you and your family?
对那些伤害你的人，你看到他们得到神的怜悯，你是感觉如何？
As we read on, we learn a second thing about anger through Jonah.
当我们继续读的时候，我们发现这个犹大的愤怒所显明的第二点。
And that is that anger can reveal our own self-righteousness.
愤怒显露了我们的自义。
I want you to see what Jonah does in beginning in verse 5. He goes outside of the city and he builds for himself a shelter of branches, hoping that God will still judge the city.
第五节，不是犹大出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。
You understand what Jonah's doing here?
你知道犹大在干什么吗？
He makes himself a front row seat with peanuts and nachos and a beer because he's hoping that God's going to change his mind. He's still going to destroy the city.
那犹大在这个地方坐在最前排，拿着这个花生和这个玉米和啤酒，在等着神怎么样惩罚尼尼微。
He's hoping for a judgment on Nineveh that, by the way, he would never want to experience himself.
他期待着神刑罚尼尼微，那种刑罚是他自己所不愿意接受的。
So what does the Lord do?
神做什么呢？
He appoints a plant.
他有一只蓖麻。
He appoints a worm.
他有一条虫子。
And he appoints a scorching east wind in order to teach Jonah a lesson.
用这些来教导犹大一个功课，也是对我们。
And to teach you and me, brothers and sisters, something about self-righteousness.
About, 就是关于这个自义的功课。
First, God provides a shade plant to deliver Jonah.
第六节，犹大安排一只蓖，耶和华神安排一只蓖麻，使其发生。
There's a play on words here in the Hebrew language, and it's to deliver Jonah from the heat of the sun. But there's more here, and in a sense, God is saying, "Look, I've delivered you, Jonah."
这个蓖麻的话呢，就是说，原文里面讲的是一个很高的那个榨干油呢。最重要的是这个。
I've shown you my mercy.
我向你显明我的怜悯。
And Jonah loves this plant, and he really appreciates, he really enjoys God's mercy.
犹大因着这个蓖麻，他是大大的喜乐，也感谢神的怜悯。
But the next day, God appoints a hungry worm to attack and destroy the plant.
第七节，次日黎明，神就安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，一直吃。
And then God sends this, once the shade is gone, this scorching east wind that brings Jonah to the point of heat stroke.
当犹大没有这个榨干的时候，神又用炎热的东风，用日头来包在犹大的头。
When God provided the shade, Jonah was happy.
当神给犹大提供了榨干的时候，他非常的高兴。
But when God takes it away, Jonah begins to despair.
当神把这个阴影给拿走以后，犹大就
，In other words, Jonah likes God's grace.
反着话说，犹大喜欢神的恩典。
But he doesn't like how desperate life is without God's grace.
但是他不喜欢没有神恩典的这样一种生活。
He wants God's mercy.
他想要神的恩典。
But he doesn't want the Ninevites to have it.
但他求不然尼尼微人也享受神恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that is self-righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，那就是自义。
We need to be reminded of how much we all need God's mercy and grace.
我们需要不断的提醒我们自己，我们是何等的需要神的怜悯和恩典。
We need to be reminded of how desperate our lives would be, your life would be, without God's mercy and grace.
我们需要知道，当我们如果没有神的怜悯恩典，我们的生活将是何等的痛苦。
Because the truth is that all of us, myself included, deserve nothing other than God's wrath and His judgment for our sin.
真相是我们每一个人，包括我自己在内，都应当受到神的惩罚。
None of us have done anything to earn His grace and His mercy.
我们中间没有任何人做了可以从神那里面争得啊占得恩典。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, a verse that I'm sure many of you know well.
以弗所书第二章第八节，我相信大家都很熟悉。
We read this. We read in this verse, Ephesians 2, verse 8, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
It is a gift of God.
这是神的恩赐。
Nothing we have done to earn.
我们不是我们所做的，可以从神那边占来的。
We want God's mercy.
我们需要神的恩典。
We want His grace.
我们想要神的恩赐。
Why would we not want others to have God's grace as well?
可是为什么我们不让别人也同样享受神的恩典呢？
Finally, we learn here that anger can lead to despair.
最后我们来看这个愤怒会让人绝望的。
It can still steal your joy and make you feel like life is not worth living.
它会使你失去喜乐，让你觉得生活不值得。
Three times in these verses that make up our passage today, Jonah says that he would rather die than see the Ninevites receive God's mercy.
在这一段经文里面三次提到了这个犹大说他宁愿死也不愿意看到尼尼微人得神恩典。
And when your expectations of God are not met,
当你对神的期待落空的时候，
When God does not act the way you expect Him to or demand that He acts,
当神的作为跟你所期待的要求不一样的时候，
your anger can set you on a downward spiritual and emotional spiral.
你这样的话，你的这种愤怒就会让你无论是在情感上还是在灵性上面都会陷入一种不断的
You become depressed where you don't feel like functioning most days.
你就会觉得忧郁，你觉得这个每天不对劲。
And that depression can lead to despondency where you begin to check out from your relationships with other people.
那种忧郁会让你觉得很沮丧，这样你开始跟人不太跟人来往。
And that despondency can lead to despair where you can't see anything good at all in the world.
沮丧会让人绝望，使你觉得生活中没有任何一件事情是可期的。
Finally, like Jonah, your despair brings you to that place where you would rather just die.
就像犹大一样，你宁愿死，也不愿意活着。
In fact, these are Jonah's last words in this prophetic book.
在这个书里面，这就是犹大最后说的。
He says to God, "Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough." To die.
第九节，他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”
In other words, Jonah saying to God, "I have every right to be angry. Just let me die."
这边犹大就说：“我有道理，我发怒是有道理的，你让我死吧。”
Now, brothers and sisters, if I were to say Amen right now, and that would be the end of the message, I think it would be a pretty discouraging message.
弟兄姐妹，如果我要是从这个地方结束今天的讲到的话，会觉得很糟糕的。
Because what we discover next here in this final chapter of Jonah, in contrast to Jonah's anger, is the beautiful, wonderful, rich compassion of our God.
弟兄姐妹，因为接下来我们要看的是与犹大的愤怒相比的神丰富的恩慈。
One commentator writes that the last lesson God is able to teach a person is love.
有个神经学者说，最深刻的神给我们最深刻的教训就是教导我们学习爱。
Sadly, that's true.
确实，那是真实。
You would like it to be the first, but it often takes a long journey with successive stages of growth for us to really begin to comprehend God's love.
是我们都希望最开始求的功课是神的爱，但是 要花很长的时间在不断的恩典中成长，才开始认识到爱。
The word compassion or steadfast love is used here in our passage three times.
在这里，这个词就是慈悲或者说执着的爱，有三次。
In verse 2, it's the Hebrew term chesed.
在第二节，这个希伯来语这个 chesed。
And this word chesed speaks of God's merciful, faithful, covenant-keeping love.
这里面就代表神的仁慈、信实、守约的爱。
It's a word that is used to describe God's relentless grace.
这个词就来描述神永不改变的恩典。
And this compassionate, relentless grace reveals God's very heart and character.
这种守约的爱，这种永不改变的恩典，就显明了向我们显明神是谁。
Brothers and sisters, this is who God is.
这就是神。
A God of grace, a God of love, a God of compassion.
就是我们的神，他是充满了慈爱，充满了恩典。
And the first thing that's revealed here about this compassion of God is that His compassion is patient.
这边神的慈悲的第一个我们学到的功课是神的他的这个忍耐。
God is slow to anger and He's merciful both to the Ninevites and to His angry prophet.
神不轻易发怒，他不仅仅是对尼尼微，他也是对约拿这样。
Jonah was like the ungrateful servant in Matthew chapter 18.
在马太福音十八章那里面讲的那个不知感恩的仆人，就犹大就是这个样子。
The ungrateful servant who, having been forgiven himself, refuses to forgive those who were in debt to him.
那个不知感恩的人，他自己被赦免，但他却拒绝赦免别人。
But we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, our memory verse.
但是在彼得后书三章第九节。
These wonderful words, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
神奇妙的话语，神之所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单眼，其实不是单眼，乃是宽容你们，不然有一人逞能，乃让人人都悔改。
God's compassion is patient.
神的恩慈充满了忍耐。
Hallelujah! I am so grateful for that.
感谢主，我非常的感谢感恩。
Second, I want you to see that God's compassion is personal.
第二点呢，我们想说神的慈悲是人性化的。
The word used for compassion in verses 10 and 11 mean to grieve or to have pity for someone or something.
十节十一节，我们中文翻译是，有神经翻译所使用是爱惜词，它就是同情某个人或者某个事的意思。
It means to have your heart broken, to be brought to the point of weeping over someone or something.
它就是我们的伤心呢，伤心为他悲痛哀苦。
Brothers and sisters, this is relational language. This is personal language.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个国人的语言，一个人际之间的语言。
God cares deeply for the people of Israel, and He cares for His angry prophet.
因为神非常的关心他的百姓，也关心他的这个愤怒的仆人。
But He also loves.The 120,000 lost people of Nineveh.
但是他也对这个尼尼微十二万不分左右手的这些人，他也深深的爱着。
People who don't know their right hand from their left, it says.
不分左手右手。
In other words, they're spiritually blind.
也就是说，他们在属灵上面他们是瞎的。
They've lost their way. They don't know right from wrong.
他们走丢了，因为他们不晓得对错。
And God loves them.
但是神爱他们。
As He loves all people of the earth.
就像他爱所有的人一样。
And that's why God finally sends His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to earth to die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sins.
这就是为什么神最终把他的儿子送到世上，死在十字架上面，为我们成就救恩。
Brothers and sisters, Jonah didn't weep over the city. He went outside to watch its destruction.
弟兄姐妹，这个以诺他没有为这个尼尼微人哭泣，他就是在看着。
But Jesus did.
但是主耶稣对，主耶稣为哀哭。
When he entered Jerusalem to suffer and die, he wept over the lost people of Israel.
当主耶稣进到耶路撒冷，要在那里死，为他们死在十字架上的时候，成就救恩的时候，他在哀哭。
Jesus looked at the masses and he was moved with compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
因为主耶稣看见那么多的人就好像羊群没有牧人一样，他心里面为他们悲伤。
And on the cross, the Lord Jesus cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
They don't know their right hand from their left.
他们不知道左右手的分别。
Jonah went outside the city, hoping to witness its destruction.
以诺站在城外，他是想要看到尼尼微的毁灭。
Jesus went outside a city to hang on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins and offer us salvation.
但主耶稣到了城外的时候，他是死在十字架上，为我们的罪死在十字架上，成就救恩。
Brothers and sisters, God's compassion is personal. It's for each and every one of us, but not just us here in the chapel.It's for all people everywhere.
弟兄姐妹，神的慈悲是个人性的，他关心我们每一个人，不光只是我们，也是世上所有人。
All people who will respond and place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
任何人他回应主耶稣的福召。
And receive His merciful, gracious gift of salvation.
接受他的充满恩慈怜悯的救恩。
Finally, we see one more lesson here about God's compassion.
最后我们来看神的慈悲的另外一方面。
And that is that God's compassion is persistent.
那就是神的慈悲是持久。
Do you notice how God never gives up on Jonah?
你知道神从来没有放弃以诺。
I think I would have given up on this guy a long time ago. So forget you. Let me move on to someone else.
要是我早就抛弃他了。
But God never gives up.
但是神从来没有放弃。
His compassion is persistent.
因为他的慈悲是持久的。
He doesn't leave Jonah alone with his sinful attitudes and foolish behaviors.
神没有让犹大继续留在他那种有罪的态度和愚蠢的行为里面。
God sends a storm. He sends a fish. He sends a plant.
神给了他狂风，给了他大雨，也给了他一只蓖麻。
And he sends Jonah again and again and continues to work with him and to reveal more of his heart and grace to Jonah.
他这一切就是向犹大这个启示他自己这个永不改变的恩典。
To reveal to Jonah more of his love and his relentless grace.
向犹大启示他的爱和他的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, God is too loving and too gracious to abandon Jonah.
神是那样的充满了慈爱，他是不会放弃以诺的。
But he's also too loving and too gracious to allow Jonah to stay as he is.
他充满了慈爱，他不会让以诺继续待在那样的情况里面，光景里面。
God is too loving and too gracious to allow you to remain how you are as his disciple.
神是那样的慈爱，他也绝不允许我们继续待在我们现在的光景里面。
So in His grace, God will keep coming after you.
神照着他丰盛的恩典，他会不断的在我们生命中工作。
He's going to keep drilling down deeper into the pilings of your heart.
他会在我们的心中，就像不断的更深的工作。
So that He can continue.Doing His work of transformation in your life. So, how do we respond to this word here in Jonah chapter 4? How do we respond to this wonderful compassion of our God.
我们对神这样丰富的恩慈当如何回应呢？
Well, Jonah's last words here in the book, in verse 9, as we've already seen, Jonah says to God, just let me die.
在这本书里面有了最后一句话，就第九节说的，就让我死吧。
Brothers and sisters, I wonder if those shouldn't be our last words.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得耶稣这个对我们合适。
I wonder if perhaps that's exactly what needs to happen.
我猜是不是这个就是应该在我们生命中发生的事情。
Maybe we all need to die to ourselves and our notions of justice.
我们每一个人都需要对自我死，而且要对我们自己的这种公义的观念死。
Maybe we need to die to our own self-righteousness.
要对我们自我自以为意死去。
And embrace God and His compassion and His relentless grace.
来接受并且从神的恩典中来学习。
Embrace His love for all people.
他的慈爱对所有人的慈爱。
And praise Him for the grace that He has shown to us in our own lives.
感谢神对他永不改变的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless His word to us today.
愿主祝福他的话语。